Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, I've been so busy on the show, I haven't really gotten to the NFL. So going to do it now as I'm joined by John McClain. He covers the NFL for the Houston Chronicle. And John, perhaps the biggest story in the NFL right now would be the return of Patrick Mahomes this weekend. He's ready to get out there for the Chiefs, according to him, saying, "I'm in a good spot." Now, I don't doubt him. I don't doubt Andy Reid, obviously. He has earned the benefit of the doubt. But there is a part of me that looks at their team and goes, okay, they're 6-3. They got the Titans and the Chargers. I could imagine them splitting those games without Mahomes, and that puts you at 7-4 with a bye week coming up and give him that extra week on the bye week to come back 100% rather than coming back when he's ready. What do you think of Patrick Mahomes returning this weekend?
Well, first of all, Robin, thank you for having me on. And they don't ever let a player come back unless the team doctors clear them.
Mm-hmm.
And most teams, I know the Texans do this now, when somebody's ready, they wait another week. So if they're putting Mahomes out there, then that means he's been cleared by the doctors and they're not worried about him re-injuring the same kneecap. And they're trying to get home field advantage. It's a long shot because the Patriots have one loss, but they still play the Patriots. Patriots have to play the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Texans. Their schedule's gotten a lot more difficult beginning with Baltimore. So I don't think they're putting him out there 95%. I don't think they would risk that because their goal is to play their 7 more games in the regular season than 3 in the playoffs.
Gotcha. I mean, look, and I want to see him out there as soon as possible as a fan. Another game that is intriguing to me is the Rams and the Steelers. Yeah, obviously, the Rams made the moves to upgrade the defense. But on the Pittsburgh side of things, all of a sudden they're 4-4. You know, that feels like it happened very quietly because they were 0-3. They're still dealing with a James Conner injury. Obviously, Ben Roethlisberger went down to start the season. It was a team that dealt with a lot of noise last year. And I always do a game where I do the blind resume test with Mike Tomlin. And you know, the amount of talk about his job security or how good he is at his job is wildly disproportionate to what his resume says, which is pretty much, foolproof, his resume. Do you think this would be the best coaching job he's done if he gets the Steelers back in the playoff mix this season?
Considering who he's had to play quarterback, had to go to a third stringer. Now they're back to Mason Rudolph and injuries on offense and then losing Le'Veon Bell, trading Antonio Brown. So you lose two big guns out of that offense. And I would say it's one of – I haven't thought about going over each performance of his career.
Sure.
But it's one of the best. And I know he said he would never been so happy to beat 500. And I'm sure the fans feel that way too. If they were to win this game – and I can't tell you – I could count – I may never pick the Steelers to lose at home. There's some teams I just don't pick to lose at home, including the Patriots. And if they could beat the Rams, and I did pick the Rams, then they're right back in the middle of the playoff race. But this is a must-win for the Rams, too. You know, they're 5-3, and if the Seahawks lose to the 49ers, it can just give the division to the 49ers. But if Seattle wins and the Rams win, then the Rams are within striking distance. So it's just as big for them as it is the Steelers.
Robin Lundberg talking to John McClain, covers the NFL for the Houston Chronicle here on CBS Sports Radio. Now, the game on Sunday night, the Vikings and the Cowboys, it's been an interesting season for the Cowboys. They started off hot, and they looked like the team we kind of thought they might be when they got Ezekiel Elliott's situation finished there. Then they go through a 3-game losing streak, and the sky is falling. But all of a sudden, they respond with pretty good back-to-back wins against division foes. To me, their biggest concern is Amari Cooper's health. It seems to be like, you know, iffy on a week-by-week basis, and he's to me the thing that took their offense over the top, giving them that explosive option offensively. Where do you assess where the Cowboys are right now in their season?
It's very unusual for us to be able to see two primetime games back-to-back that are really interesting and could be great games, and that's what we've got this weekend. Minnesota is kind of like the Forrest Gump box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get with them. And the Cowboys, the biggest head-scratcher of the year, how in the world did the Cowboys lose to the Jets? Mm-hmm. You look back to Baltimore and Cleveland, you wonder, how did Baltimore lose to Cleveland? But the Browns got a lot of talent. And when the Cowboys lost that game to the Jets, their fans, it was gloom and doom. Now they've managed to bounce back. They still have to play Philadelphia. You know, that division is not real good. And it's rare for somebody to win the NFC East in back-to-back years. And it sure seems like the Cowboys are headed in that direction. And a lot of it has to do with the health of their offensive line. They didn't have it intact very much, and now that it is, they rely more on Ezekiel Elliott and the tremendous running game they have. And I look for them to win this game, and I look for them to win the NFC East. Don't know if they can get beyond the divisional round because, you know, they're really good teams in the NFC right now.
Yeah, I mean, you're also, you know, talking about the NFC. There's good teams across the league starting to emerge, and this year it seems – fairly unpredictable aside from the predictability of the Patriots being good. But I think I'd be remiss, since you do cover the NFL for the Houston Chronicle, not to ask you about the Houston Texans and where they are in their season currently. Obviously, it's been a terrific year for Deshaun Watson. He's right in that MVP mix. They're not playing this weekend. They're on their bye week. But how do you feel about them as they got a chance to prep for Baltimore a week from tomorrow?
They've won four of five. They've won three of four with four starters out in the secondary. And everybody should be back in the secondary after the bye week. They have their toughest stretch at Baltimore. Then they play a Thursday night game here against Indianapolis. Then a Sunday night game here against New England. And this stretch is critical because the last four, they play Denver, at Tennessee, at Tampa, and Tennessee. And none of those last four teams has a winning record or appears to be a playoff contender. So beginning with the Ravens, and I can't tell you, after 43 years of doing this, I haven't been more – can't remember the last time I was more excited to watch two quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson, and I'm guessing the winner of that game, and I'll be picking the Ravens, but I think the winner of that game will be the closest contender, Russell Wilson, for MVP. So the Texans have they've had the same five starters in the offensive line they want three times, Robin, and they're 3-0. And Watson's been sacked seven times in the last five games despite changes. So they'll be healthier than any time since the start of the season, and they'll need everybody all hands on deck for the Ravens, Colts, and Patriots.
John, really appreciate your time and analysis this morning, man. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.